What Democratic congressional candidate Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan has in common with Vice President Joe Biden.
Walk a very narrow line between the progressives of the party and those who are not.
That's ISU political scientist Bob Bradley. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, October 29th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with the Illinois High School Association's move to defy Governor J.B. Pritzker's order to put all winter sports on hold. Eric Stock reports the IHSA decided basketball will go on as scheduled, starting in late November.
IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the association's committee of doctors, trainers, and school officials believe basketball can be played with limited risk of COVID spread based on what they've seen of fall sports played in neighboring states.
And I think our board just reached the point to say, hey, you know, we really need this to give this a try for our students.
The IHSA's announcement came a day after the state moved basketball into a high-risk category for COVID infection, citing a resurgence of the coronavirus in Illinois. The IHSA says it was blindsided by the move.
We don't want to be adversarial with the governor's office over with IDPH. We'll continue to communicate with them as we have way back into the summer. But with the board's action, it has us going obviously in a different direction, which we hope will be the betterment for our students and for our schools.
Governor J.B. Pritzker warned that schools going ahead with the basketball may face legal consequences.
We've told school districts what the rules are, and I think they all know. IHSA may have their views of it, but school districts know what the rules are, and I think that, you know, it's unfortunate, but they would be probably taking on legal liability.
Players and coaches would wear masks and socially distance on the bench. For now, the IHSA will stick with the state's gathering restriction of 50 people, so that means no fans. I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Two more McLean County residents have died from COVID-19 complications. The man in his 60s and a woman in her 80s were both associated with long-term care facilities. Our death toll is at 36. Bloomington State Senator Bill Brady is calling for Senate hearings on COVID mitigation rules, specifically contact tracing data related to bars and restaurants. And some Twin City faith leaders are taking to social media in support of the LGBTQ community, many worrying the latest addition to the Supreme Court could jeopardize the rights of same-sex couples. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Just like it was 2 years ago, Illinois' 13th Congressional District is one of the most closely watched House races in the country. As Ryan Denham reports, it will be a rematch between Republican Congressman Ronnie Davis and Democratic challenger Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan.
Davis beat Londrigan 2 years ago by just 2,000 votes. Dave Wasserman with the nonpartisan Cook Political Report says the race has tightened in recent weeks and is now considered a toss-up, and one targeted by National Democrats looking to expand their majority in the House by beating Davis.
But this year, he's up against perhaps the worst political environment for Republicans that he's had to face.
President Donald Trump is a big reason why. He won the 13th district by 5 percentage points in 2016, but his handling of the coronavirus and race relations has cut into his approval ratings nationally. Biden leads national polls by double digits, and Londrigan's team touts an internal poll showing Biden leading in the district by 13 points.
Davis may need to convince some voters to cross over from the top of the ticket and support him to remain in office.
The sprawling 13th District stretches through Bloomington-Normal, Champaign-Urbana, and Springfield down to the metro east suburbs of St. Louis. A mix of college towns and rural areas are within its boundaries, which were drawn by Illinois Democrats after the last census, specifically to give the right Democrat a chance to win. Londrigan hopes that's her. The former teacher and professional fundraiser has essentially been running for the seat nonstop for over 3 years.
I got into this race to protect healthcare.
Londrigan has made that the central theme of her campaign, repeatedly attacking Davis for voting 11 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act with no replacement. Davis says Obamacare has failed, and since both parties have been unable to reform a system on their own, it's clear we need a bipartisan solution. Bob Bradley is Professor Emeritus of Politics and Government at Illinois State University.
And as we all know, the Republicans still do not have a definitive plan to replace Obamacare. And with the COVID crisis, that becomes even more important.
Davis touts himself as a pragmatic House member who's willing to work with Democrats, especially now that he's been in the minority since 2019. He often cites his number 13 rank on the list of the most bipartisan members of Congress maintained by the Lugar Center. That ranking is based on bill sponsorship and co-sponsorship.
I have a record of working together and going against Republicans on many issues, like extending the opportunity for states to pass the Equal Rights Amendment, voting to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act.
Davis has won praise for helping to deliver funding for Bloomington Normal projects, such as $13 million for the Uptown Normal Underpass and another $8 million for a Connect Transit Transfer Center downtown. Davis's critics, though, say he has too closely aligned himself with President Trump. Davis is an honorary co-chair of Trump's reelection campaign in Illinois. Londrigan brought that up repeatedly during a recent WGLT debate.
He talks bipartisanship, but he votes with his president 91% of the time.
She's pointing to voting data compiled by 538. Davis has defended that voting record, noting his support for the 2017 tax cuts. Trying to flip the discussion of civility, Davis says that Londrigan should condemn the vitriol coming from Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, including recently calling Republicans enemies of the state. Londrigan, too, is looking to win over the occasional Republican voter. Some of her policy positions set up that possibility. Londrigan supports creating a more limited public option, not Medicare for all. She also does not support the Green New Deal, over concerns it doesn't give Central Illinois farmers enough of a voice. Here's ISU political scientist Bob Bradley.
Joe Biden's trying to do the same thing, walk a very narrow line between the progressives of the party and those who are not.
The 13th district contains parts or all of 14 counties. Last time around, Londrigan won just three of them, the two with the big college towns and her home of Sangamon County. Davis won everything else, including Madison County near St. Louis and Decatur's Macon County, which feed the second and third most voters into the district behind Champaign. Now, in an unusual election year due to COVID, the big question is what all that means for turnout, including in those college towns. I'm Ryan Denham.
Find our voter guide at wglt.org/election. Before we let you go, a heads up that leaf collection for Bloomington Normal residents begins Monday. So if you have some raking or leaf blowing to do, you better get on it. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington. CIRA is committed to health and safety so passengers can travel with confidence and comfort. At CIRA, enhanced health protection measures are in place. Ready, set, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.